Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I quite honestly don't see the point. You have these rookie quarterbacks, you have to figure out what you have with them. So unless like both of them were hurt, I wouldn't do it. But this team is always doing things that I don't think they should do, or I haven't thought about them doing before. And especially with the quarterback, and especially with Deshaun Watson. I mean, I really thought when he went down with that ruptured Achilles against the Bengals last year that that was it. And I really thought that was it when the owner said at the owner's meetings he was a swing and a miss. Like, how do you come back from that? The whole Deshaun Watson thing from beginning to end has been unpredictable. From the time the Texans were looking to trade him and the Browns were out of the running and then suddenly he was here, like, you just can never say never.
That was Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com. I did text her to let her know. We do this stuff with everyone, just as like a friendly reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're space cadets. It's okay. That being said, she's spot on about the Cleveland. No, I'm not now trying to butter up because
did she respond back and be like, I know?
No, not yet. And then my social anxiety kicks in of like, oh, damn, she hates me. But I'll get over it. because she is right on this, by the way. It's the whole frustrating part of the conversation is, well, they shouldn't. And they likely won't, but it's the Browns, so you never know.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the past year and a half or so, is that it seems like every conversation we have to do so with the idea of, I would do this, but I think the Browns will do this, because they just operate differently than a lot of fans think at the moment.
Yeah, and I just, like with the Deshaun stuff, I know we've gone through a lot of the different tributaries on this. We do have Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, coming up in 15 minutes. I don't know. We've just reached a point where it's like, that's enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough he's probably going to have to be here next year. It's bad enough that by him being here next year, you can't hide him on the PUP or the IR next year unless he has another catastrophic injury, which may happen. You never know. But, like, if he's really going to be here next year, I can understand if some people go, well, if he's going to play next year, why not play him this year? Because I've had enough. Because I don't need to see it this year.
No, I'm good. And like all these people that are trying to turn him into some sympathetic figure, I'm just not there with it. There's no part of me that wants to root for him necessarily. But it's really, again, the impetus is just the idea that I think he's just too hurt of a player to even think that there's any value there. But like he misses in so many ways. Like, Nick, we didn't even bring up, did you see what happened around Thanksgiving with him? Like, he tried to do a really nice thing. I know both of us at certain times have been critical about his lack of involvement in the community and being around the neighborhood, mm-hmm. because it just seems like he just night and day compared to what Chador does, right? And I saw on Thanksgiving he was handing out turkeys. And I'm like, wow, that's like a really cool thing. Like, he's going to the inner city. He's handing out turkeys. He's trying to give all these guys food. And he did so in like a $400,000 car. It's like Deshaun just can't.
So he's got to have a beater to be able to hand out free turkeys?
No, like, just don't show up in the $400,000 car, man. Just don't. Like,
unless you're going to give away the car, too.
That's not at the end of it. He's like, and here's the keys to the BMW that costs $400,000.
And like, the person's I just want a place to live.
It was like, I just think the awareness is lacking from him consistently. And I think that was another sign of the awareness just lacking. Like, most people would understand we don't go to the inner city and hand out turkeys in a car that costs more than a lot of these people's houses. That's probably just not the right move. I can see he's trying, though. And I think that's the part of the other point is, like, I can see him trying, whether it's the stuff with Chador or whether it's even just handing out turkeys to begin with. He's trying. It's just a little too late for a lot of Browns fans.
Yeah, and this probably isn't fair. And I'm going to say it that way because there have been a lot of things that have gone against Deshaun that if you're Deshaun, you probably don't feel like you've gotten a fair rip here. And I understand that, and he's probably right. He didn't make it easy on himself. He never... There were. I'm even going to go into it because you open up a whole can of worms. But I think my point is, like, even that stuff, I'm like, well, is he doing that stuff right now because he wants to try and be a different person, or is he doing that stuff because he's trying to rehab his image? Like the Shador stuff. Like, there's a part of me that's like, okay, what is the guy who couldn't figure out this offense for 2 years under Stefanski, the first 2 years when they had him here before they went to the Ken Dorsey debacle? How is that guy teaching Shador Sanders how to play quarterback in this system?
He seems like a great help, though. Like, it seems like Shador really values him being there. It felt like Dylan Gabriel valued him being there, too. I don't know. I don't know what value he gives to these guys, but clearly there's something. I mean, it's not as if he forgot everything about football. Before he ran into his troubles, he knew what he was doing on a football field.
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny, like the procedural stuff. Like Bill O'Brien screaming out the play call to Deshaun Watson was something we found out after Deshaun started being bad here. Like, Bill O'Brien basically made it so that Deshaun could go out on the field and just play football. And I will say, listen, I might be more amiable to the idea of Deshaun in 2026. One, because it's not the end of a wasted season where I don't know if you're putting him in the right situation. I don't know you're putting the fans in the right position. But here's the other thing. I don't think Kevin Stefanski is going to be here next year. So, like, to me, I think it's the idea of, as much as I don't need to see Deshaun again, as much as it's insulting that the Browns would want to do this year, I don't need to see Deshaun with Kevin. Like, we had a caller call in earlier, and he's like, well, how do you know it's not just Kevin? Okay, you can sell me on that in the offseason. You cannot sell me that in the when Kevin's still here. Well, but Kevin with Tommy Rees. It's like, okay, Tommy Rees is an extension of Kevin Stefanski. Come on, what are we doing?
Right, but I guess the worry I would have is that the Haslams would start to buy into some of that thinking as well and be like, well,
oh,
all
no,
right.
They will. Yeah,
and it's going to give them some false sense of hope. And then, I really don't know. There might be something there on the football field that we just missed with him and Stefanski. That's not the problem for me. The problem is he's too injured of a player. I'm just going to fall back on that.
216-474-0092. Will we see Deshaun Watson in 2025? We'll have Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, answer that question. We'll also talk about what the next five games are for the Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.